Daf is Daf Vav, right? So we got to the bottom of Hey Amud Beis, the very last line, the two dots. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Ezu Katan, what's considered? Who's considered? Katan, Kol Sheinu Yachal Lirkov Al Ksefo Shel Aviv. So we had a machlokus in the Mishnah really between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. At what age is a child, or the, really a parent, Mechayiv, to bring the child up to the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel? So first we had the opinion of Beis Shammai that says any child that could ride the shoulders of the father, but then Beis Hillel says, no, in older age, this boy should be able to walk and hold his father's hand. So that's older. Beis Hillel holds an older age. So the Gemara says, now on the bottom of Haman Beis, Maskiv la Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asks the question, Ad hacha man asya. So who brought up until here? I mean, the real shaila should have been, the real shir should have been a child who's able to go from his house to Yerushalayim. The father could either hold him on his shoulders or hold his hand. So who brought him up until this point? So the Gemara says, Amar lei abai ad hacha demechayv ema b'simcha aisisei ema. So up until this point, his mother, who was chayv in simcha, so she had brought him to this point, to the bottom of Harabais. But mikan ve'elech, im yachal alos v'lechos b'yado shel aviv Yerushalayim Harabais chayv. From that point on, once they get to Yerushalayim, so now the mother is pater. She doesn't have the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel, as we saw. So she's pater from going up. So if this child's able to join the father to go up to Har Bayis, then he'd be chayv. Otherwise, he would be pater. So Rashi just explains here, so why she has to go to Yerushalayim to do simcha? Why can't she be mesameach at home? So Rashi explains here, three lines from the top, mechayv b'simcha, la'alos l'regel u'smach b'chag in baila. Since the husband has an obligation to go perform the mitzvah, Lila Regel, so Mimela, she has to come along as well because she has to join her husband. De'al ha-simcha nitztavu nashim. Women are also obligated to keep the mitzvah of simcha. De'ksiv v'samachta ta ve'secha. And ve'secha, we know, is beso zu ishto. So she's chayv to join her husband, not because Yerushalayim has to be simcha, because that's where her husband's going to be. Fine. If you look at Tosas writes differently. Tosas writes on the top here, de'machayv eima b'simcha. Perish Rashi repair kama de kedushin gavi isha baila masamcha bebavel bebigdei tzivonim beretzisel bebigdei pishon different clothing, but hacha mashma de bishalme simcha mari. So Tosa says, you know why she's going to Yerushalayim? Because she's going to partake in the shalme simcha, the carbon shlamim. So carbon shlamim is only eaten in Yerushalayim. So that's why she has to go, not because she has to accompany her husband, but according to Tosa, because she needs to eat the carbon shlamim. So that's a machlokes Rashi Tosas why she's coming to Yerushalayim. But anyways, once she gets to Yerushalayim, so then how old is a child? Is he able to accompany the father or not? That's the next step up to Har Habayis. And so then the Gemara says, Hey Shiv Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel. Rebbe responded in place of, he was defending Beis Hillel. He responds back to Beis Shammai, L'divrei Beis Shammai. So he quotes a pasuk. Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, right in the beginning, it says, V'chana lo alsa, achana didn't go up. Ki amra l'isha, she said to her husband, Ad Yigamel Hanar, until my son, Shmuel, is nursed, or weaned rather, Viviosov, and I bring him up, only at that point. So the Gemara says, why was that an excuse not to go to Yerushalayim and to go to Har Bayis? V'hashmuel diyachal lirkov al ksefa sh'aviv hava. According to Beis Shammai, as long as the child could ride the shoulders of her father, of his father, so he's chayiv. So Shmuel, apparently at this age, was able to ride the shoulders of his father. So why didn't he go up? How could that be an excuse for Chana not to send Shmuel up to do the mitzvah? It must be that Shmuel, although he was able to ride the shoulders of his father, he wasn't able to walk holding his father's hand. That's why he didn't go. It's really a support for Beis Hillel. So Amar Lei Avuah, so his father says back to Rebbe, Ulatamecha, wait a second, according to your Svara, Tik Shlechana, what about Chana Gufa? Why was she staying back at home? Milo Mechayiv b'Simcha, doesn't she have to do Simcha? She has to accompany her husband to Yerushalayim or partake in the Shalme Simcha. So what was her excuse? So Ella, it must be Chana Mifan Kusa Yisera Sahachazia, Bey Bishmuel, V'chasha Bey Bishmuel, L'chol Shadorcha. She saw that he was very sensitive, Bishmuel, and he was very vulnerable to getting sick, and from the traveling might be dangerous for him. So since he wasn't able to go, she sensed this in him, she was staying back to protect him. So since she obviously can't leave him back home by himself, she had to watch him, so she's pater as well. So that's the reason, even though maybe you're right, Shmuel could have rode the shoulders of his father. Like Beis Shammai says, Shmuel was a special case because he was very, very sensitive. So asks the Gemara now, by Rabbi Shimon Katan Chiger LeDivrei Beis Shammai. So let's say you have a Katan. At the time, a Katan is, he has a bit of a broken leg or a limp of some sort, according to Beis Shammai. Or Suma LeDivrei Shneim, or blind child, according to both opinions. Mahu. What's the dinner? Are they chayiv as a katan? Is there a chiv chinuch for these types of children? Hey chidami, what's the case exactly here? Ilema b'chiger sheino yachol hispashet. If it's talking about a child who was a chiger who can never get healed ever again, or a suma sheino yachol hispateach, or a suma who can never see, hashta gadol pater katan mibay. So if a gadol with the same circumstances are pater, so certainly the katan's pater. So that can't be the shaila. So it must be Latricha. The only question here is, Bechiga Sheyachol is Pashe. We're talking about a child who has a lymph now, but he can get healthy. Asuma Sheyachol is Pateach, or Asuma who will see in the future. But right now he can't. But we know when he's a Gadol, he will be Chayiv. He will be able to see. So Mai, what's the Lacha? Do we look at the now, or what he'll be? So Amar Bai says, this is the following Klal. Kol Heicha the Gadol Mechayiv Midiraisa, Katanami Mechanchen Lei Midirabanan. Whenever the gadol in this particular state is chayiv, so then the katan with that same state, but just the age is the only difference, he would be chayiv. And the flip side, kol heicha, the gadol pater, in any circumstance where the gadol would be pater on a deraisa level, such as a chiger, and a suma, so too, midirbanan katan nami pater. So too, a katan who right now is a suma, or a katan who right now is a chiger, he would be pater as well. Even though down the line he might become chayiv, we look at the now that he's in a state, he has a certain patur, that a gadol would be pater from as well. Okay, now the Gemara moves to the other part of the Mishnah by the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, how much money a person needs to spend on the carbon chagiga versus the carbon re'iyah. So Beis Shammai thought that you spend more money on the re'iyah, you spend 200 and only 100 on the carbon chagiga. Beis Hillel was the opposite. Beis Hillel thought you should spend only 100 on the re'iyah, but you should spend 200 on the carbon chagiga. So Gemara explains this machlokas further. Tanu Rabbanan. Beshame omrim ha-riyah shtei kesef, like we said, v'chagiga mea kesef. Why? Why is a riyah more money? Shehariyah ola kula legavo. We know there are three basic types of karbanos. The ola is kula chalil, it all goes up to shemayim, the mizbeach, no one eats anything. The chatas, the kohen gets a part, as well as mizbeach, and the shlamim, everyone gets a part, the mizbeach, the kohen, and the baal. Since the riyah, everything's kula legavo, it all goes up, that makes it stronger and more better than the chagiga, which is eaten by the bailim. So that's why it's more money should be spent on the ola. Shenkin b'chagiga, the chagiga, that since it doesn't go up to shemaim, rather, the mizbeach eats as well as the baal eat, that is less important. V'yod matzino, moreover, we find b'atzeres, shariba b'hena kasev b'olos yosem mibishlamim. On Shavuos, many karbanos are being brought, and we have that there are more olos being brought than shlamim. So that tells us olos are more important. That's Beis Shammai's two proofs why the ola is greater than the shlamim. Now, Beis Hillel omrim hariya mea kesef chagiga shtei kesef. You spend more money than chagiga. Why? Shechagiga yeshna lefnei dibur, because the carbon chagiga existed prior to Kabbalah Sadara. That means it's real chashivas that existed prior to Har Sinai. Mashen Kim Beriah, as opposed to Riyah, was only introduced to us after Kabbalah Satorah. And Od Matzino, another proof is we find by the Nisim in the Midbar, Shariba Behen Akasas B'Shlamim Yosemi B'Olos. They brought many carbonos as well, and they brought more Shlamim than they did Olos. So these are the two proofs, according to Beis Hillel, why we spend more money on the Chagiga than on the Olos Riyah.
Does it mean it has to be double, or it just has to be more? They mean double.
So in terms of the sheer exact, how much money needs to be spent, look at Tosas for a second. Hariyah shtei kesef. This whole concept that Tosas tells us is only midira banan hu. The midiraisa ain lo shir le carbon rak la ashim me'ilos. On a deraisa level, there is only one carbon that actually has a set price. So that's the ashim me'ilos, dechsiv be kesef shkalam. As opposed to all other carbonos, there's no set price. And sometimes, like we have by the olus riyah and chagiga, the rabbanon instituted a certain price. It sounds like from this that they instituted a set price, 100 and 200. It's not based on any Torah rules, but we have no other indication that you could change the prices around. So seemingly it's exactly what it says, 200 and 100. They had a Masorah probably that's a total of 300. That was probably the Masorah. They forgot which one was 100, which one was 200. But Midiraisa really ain't lehem shir. So now the Gemara talks about this machlokas further and says, Beis Hillel, my time alo amri ki Beis Shammai. Why didn't Beis Hillel learn like Beis Shammai? He had very nice proofs. The Ka'amris Ri'iyah Adifa, the Ola Kuluk Lagavo. Why didn't he like Beis Shammai Svara that the Ri'iyah is greater because the Ri'iyah is an Ola? And the Ola, everything goes up to Mizbeach. That's more Chashiv. So he says, Adraba, Chagiga Adif, because this Beis Shtei Achilos. It's also greater because there's two people eating. So on the face, this sounds like a machlokas, by the way, between quality and quantity. That's what it sounds like. Bishamah says the quality is greater because it gets all burnt up. The Beis Hillel says, what about quantity? Quantity, there's two people eating here. So this is actually a machlokas you have between Beis Hillel and Bishamah in general, a quantitative, qualitative type of machlokas. If you look at Rav Yosef Engel, I think in Lekach Tov, he has one of his long essays there. I think he talks about quality versus quantity. I think he connects a lot of machlokas in Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Fine. The Gemara then says further, with the commerce Nelef Me'atzeres. So what about the second proof of Beis Shammai, that when it comes to Shavuos, there are more Olos than there are Shlamim? So the response is, Beis Hillel says, done in carbon yachid, mi carbon yachid, vein done in carbon yachid, mi carbon sipur. You can't compare. We're talking about the carbon yachid of Olos Riyah and the carbon yachid of Chagiga. You can't use the carbon sipur of Shavuos as a model. So now, what about the other way? What about Beis Shammai? Why doesn't Beis Shammai my time in La'amri ki Beis Hillel? So he responds, the commerce, that's what you said, Chagiga Adifa. That Chagiga is really greater. Why is Chagiga greater? The Yeshna Lifnei Adibur, because Chagiga existed prior to Kabbalah HaTorah. So it says, Riyanami Yeshna Lifnei Adibur. We also have an example of the Riyah also appeared prior to Kabbalah HaTorah. And the Kamras Nelef Minasim, we're going to see in a second where we find each of those appearances of the Chagiga and Olos Riyah prior to Kabbalah HaTorah. But before you get to that, the second proof of Beis Hillel, the commerce, that what you said, Nelef Minasim, using Nisim as a model, that too isn't good because Dunin Davar Hanoeg Ledoros, Midavar Hanoeg Ledoros, you have to use as a model something that exists for Doros. So Atzeres is something Ledoros. And so too the Chagiga and the Olos Riyah are things Ledoros. But Vein Dunin Davar Hanoeg Ledoros, Midavar Sheino Noeg Ledoros. You can't use Nisim, which was something that wasn't Ledoros, it was a one time event. That cannot be used as a model for Karma Chagiga and Olos Riyah, which are things that are Ledoros. So now the Gemara wants to know, Beis Hillel Maishna Chagiga, the Yeshin Lefnei Adibur. How did Beis Hillel find, where was the proof that the Chagiga existed prior to Har Sinai? The Chsev, the Pasuk tells us, this is the end of Parshas Mishpatim, I think, right? Am I correct? Yeah? Vayizbechu. It says, "Vayizbechu zvachim shlamim l'Hashem parim," and they brought zvachim, they brought karbanos shlamim t'Hashem parim. So this is shlamim. Shlamim is a chagiga, is a type of shlamim. Shalmei chagiga. So this was prior to Matan Torah. You're going to tell me Parshas Yisro is before Parshas Mishpatim, and this only appeared after Parshas Mishpatim, right? It goes Yisro and then Mishpatim. These are the last few psukim of Parshas Mishpatim. So this is after Kabbalah Torah. So look at Rashi says. Rashi says here, earlier actually. The decent size Rashi. Rashi says, Yeshna Lefnei Adibur. You see that? And halfway down the Rashis. Kodem Matan Torah, Hikrivu Shlamim B'Sinai. They brought Shlamim at Har Sinai before Moshe brought down the Torah. Dichsiv Aishlach Esnare B'nei Yisrael. V'yafa Gab the Haikra Ksiv B'Veil Mishpatim. Appears in Mishpatim. La'achar Aseres Adibros. And we know Yisro is where the Aseres Adibros are written. Mishpatim comes after Yisro. So this is all the way the end of Mishpatim. So even though it was written after, at the end of the Dibros, it happened actually Kodem Aseres HaDibros Hava. The event occurred prior to Aseres HaDibros. Vein Mokdem Melucha B'Torah. We know there's no set order in the Torah, so this really happened prior to Kabbalah HaTorah. So that's his proof that Shlamim existed before Matan Torah, and that's why Beis Hillel gave it greater chashivas than the Olos Riyah. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. So Re'ianami Haksiv Vayalu Olos, they also brought Olos in that very same pasuk. The beginning of it says Vayalu Olos Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlamim. They also brought Olos. So if this whole pasuk is prior to Matan Torah, they also brought Olos. So that's not a Raya. Both Chagiga and Olos Riyah existed prior to the Kabbalah Torah. So Gemara says no. Kesavri Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says Olos Shekrivu Yisrael B'Midbar Olos Tamid Havi. Yes, I agree. They were Olos. You can't argue on that point. What type of ola was? We have multiple types. It was a carbon olas tamid. The carbon tamid was being brought, not an olas riyah. So that's why Beis Hillel chooses a chagiga is more important than the olas riyah. But Beis Shammai savri olas olas shekrivu yisrael b'midbar olas riyah havi. They actually brought an olas riyah in the midbar. Now the question becomes: there's no har bias, there's no Beis Hamikdash. So the obvious answer is that look what Rashi says. Rashi says, Olos Riyah Havei, it's around 10 lines up from the bottom, Al Shem Vayichsu Es Elokim. They saw Hashem, Hashem, the Shekhinah was shower in the Midbar, in the Mishkan, on the Ol Moed, even though it wasn't built just yet, but still, the Shekhinah somehow was shower there. They saw some vision, some sense of the Shekhinah. That was enough to warrant the carbon of the Olos Riyah, according to Beis Shammai. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Abai. Abai says, Beishamai, Rabbi Abai is the following klal. Beishamai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yishmol, Kulu, Svirlu, Ola, Shekiva, Yisab, Bamidbar, Ola, Sriya. These three, Tanaim, are all of the opinion that what was the Ola? Everyone agrees there was an Ola brought. But what type of Ola? So they all hold it's an Ola, Sriya. Beis Hillel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef Lili, these three, Kulu, Svirlu, Ola, Shekiva, Yisab, Bamidbar, Ola, so there's a big machlokas, 3 versus 3, was the Ola Ariya, or was the Ola the carbon tamid? So the Gemara is going to go through each, how we know that they hold each way. So Gemara first says, Beishamai Hadamrin. We already saw Beishamai above, that he holds the Ola that was brought was an Ola Ariya. Rabbi Yishmol, how do we know he holds it was an Ola Ariya? The Sani, the Baisa, tells us that Rabbi Yishmol Omer, Klalos Nemru Bisinai. The general rules were told at Har Sinai, but not the various details. And Upratos, all the details were given to us over, going on to Amud Beis now, Baal Moed. That's when we learned all the various details. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Klalos Upratos, we need to know Rabbi Akiva for the next part. But Rabbi Akiva holds Klalos Upratos, the rules and all the details were Nemru B'Sinai. We learned everything at Sinai. The Nishu Baal Moed, we learned them a second time at Ol Moed. And Nishal Shub Arvos Moed, and third time at Arvos Moav, we learned the third time all the various Klalim, and Klalos and the Pratos. So now the Gemara wants to know, if you think that the Ola that was brought was really a carbon tamid, so now, according to the first opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, at Har Sinai they were only given rules, Klalos. They weren't given the details. That means that they were told there's a concept of carbon tamid, but they weren't told this din of hafshit v'nituach, which means to skin the carbon tamid, and then you cut it up in pieces. That prat they didn't know yet. So that means when they initially were told the klalos, there are various rules, they were just shechted a carbon tamid, didn't do anything else. They missed the important details. So if it's really true that the ola that was brought was a tamid, that means prior to learning the details, they shechted the carbon tamid without the hafshit v'nituach. And later on, when they learned it, later on in the midbar, they started changing the Talmud. They made a change to it. They started to skin it and chop it up the proper way. That doesn't make any sense. First, they did the Talmud one way, then they changed it later on in the midbar. So for that reason, says the first opinion, Rabbi Shmuel, it must be that that Ola that they brought prior to Kabbalah Sitar wasn't a Talmud. It was an Ola Sriya. The Ola Sriya doesn't need to have Shiv Nituach, doesn't have those details applied to it. So therefore, once they brought the Ola Sriya, it was done in the proper fashion, the way it was always done. So that's the proof that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Ola that was brought was the Ola's Tamid. And we see from here, rather, Ola Sriya, rather. And we see from here as well, which we'll hold on for just a few moments, Rabbi Kiva holds the other way, that no, we were taught all the various rules of Klalos Upratos, that we were also taught the Dinim, of the Karban Tamid, Vinituach, Ohev Shiv Nituach, that they were given the carbon tamid prior to Kabbalah Sitar.
According to Rabbi Akiva, it would be a carbon tamid.
Exactly. This Rabbi Akiva we'll see in a second. This is where we find that he holds it's a carbon tamid.
How did those who say it was only klalim at Har Sinai? So how did they learn that Rashi on Parshas Bahar, first Rashi Bahar Sinai?
That's a measure that goes according to Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't go according to... We have no different mechiltas. Mechilta the Rashbi, Mechilta the Rabbi Akiva. Different ones author it, so it has to go according to the Tana, who holds the Pratas we're taught. Gemara now says, what about Rabbi Elazar? How do we know that he holds that the Ola that was brought was an Ola Sriya? The Sani, the Baraita, tells us, Olas Tamid Hasuya Bar Sinai. The whole time that already at Har Sinai, they already had such a concept. Prior to getting the Torah at Har Sinai, they already brought an Ola Tamid. So that's according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Elazar Omer, Maasea Nemru B'Sinai, V'hi Atma Lo Karva. No, the way you read this is that the Olas Tamid that we were taught how to do it at Har Sinai, but we didn't actually bring it at Har Sinai. That's how Rabbi Elazar learned it. So we see from here that Rabbi Elazar holds that there wasn't a Tamid that was brought. It must therefore have been an Olas Re'iya. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kirva V'shuv Lo Paska. So he says, no. They were taught the halachas of the Olas Tamid and they actually shechted it. They brought it as a carbon, Olas Tamid, and they never stopped. So then the Gemara says, really? How do I deal with the pasuk? The pasuk that appears in Amos, it says, Hazvachim u'mincha higashim li b'minbar. All the ones are bar mshana, Beis Yisrael. So this is really, as it's supposed to be read as a question. So all those carbonos that you should have brought me, but you didn't bring me, Rabbi Kiva just said, once they brought the carbon Tamid, they never stopped. So, but the passing almost indicates, and again, it's supposed to be mitmi in the question. So you should have brought me 40 years of karbanos, but you didn't. So they were pascha. So Gemara says no. Shiftei shalevi shlo avdu vodazara heine krivu osa. No, you're right. Klai Yisrael, Beis Yisrael didn't bring any karbanos because of the chet egel. They were shunned out. But Shiftei Shevet Levi, which were not involved, as we know, in the Egalzav, they continued to bring it. But either way, we see from here that Rabbi Kiva holds that the Karban Talmud was brought at Har Sinai, while Rabbi Elazar thinks that it was not brought at Har Sinai. We only were taught the halachas, but we didn't bring the Karban Talmud. So those are three opinions that hold that the Ola that was brought at Har Sinai was the Olas Re'iyah. So now the Gemara quotes, what about the other opinions who hold that there was an Olas Tamid? So Beis Hillel had Amrin, we saw that on Amud Aleph, that he holds it was an Olas Tamid. Rabbi Akiva Hanami Damrin, we said Rabbi Akiva above as well, that it was a Karban Tamid. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Desani Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Shalosh Mitos Nitztavu Yusuf Ba'alosam L'Regel. When Klai Yisrael goes to Aliyah L'Regel, there are three mitzvahs that they have to keep each Regel. Re'iyah V'chagiga V'simcha. So how do you accomplish each of these? The Gemara says, Yesh b'riyah shein b'shteyem. Yesh b'chagiyah shein b'shteyem, Yesh b'simcha shein b'shteyem. Each one has something unique that they don't share with the other two. So what are they? Yesh b'riyah shein b'shteyem, something unique that Riyah has that the other two don't have is that shehariyah ola kula lagava ma'ashen kein b'shteyem. So the carbon olas Riyah goes up to Shemaim entirely, as opposed to the chagiga and the simcha, the shami chagiga and the shami simcha, those are both eaten by men. Yesh b'chagiga, ma'ashen kein b'shteyem. What's unique about the chagiga? She'achagiga yeshen lefnei ha'dibor, that the chagiga existed prior to the dibor, ma'ashen kein b'shteyem, which we see from here, that the olas Riyah did not exist prior to the dibor, prior to Kabbalah Satara. And yesh b'simcha, ma'ashen kein b'shteyem, she'asimcha, no hagis ba'anashim uvenashim, ma'ashen kein b'shteyem, that the simcha applies to men and women alike, as opposed to the Riyah and the Chagiga. But we see from this idea, from this statement of Rabbi Yosef Glili, that the Chagiga was prior to the Dibor, as opposed to Olas Riyah was not, which means what was the Ola that they brought? Must therefore have been the Olas Tamid. Okay. Gemara now says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, my taima kamok mislei ki Beis Shammai. Why do we say that Rabbi Shmuel above holds like Beis Shammai? Rabbi Shmuel was the one who said that the Klalos were Nemru B'Sinai, Pratos lo Nemru. Were only said at Olam Moed. So how does that mean he holds like Beis Shammai? So again, my time of kamok mislei ki Beis Shammai. Isak adaitach ola shekivu yisob b'midbar olas tamid havi. If you think that the ola that they brought in the midbar was really an olas tamid, so mi ika mide dimikar lo bai hefshim nituach lovasob bai hefshim nituach, that was their svara. Because if they were not taught pratos at Kabbalah Satara, that means initially when they brought the olas tamid, they weren't doing the skinning and the cutting up like they're supposed to. But later on, as we know when we got the psukim, there's a mitzvah of doing the skinning and the cutting up for the Tamim. That means when they brought it initially, they weren't doing the Karban Tamim properly. That was the reason why we pegged Rabbi Shmuel as Beis Hillel, rather Rabbi Shmuel as Beis Shammai. But the Gemara says, wait a second. V'har Rabbi Yosef Lili Damar Ola Shekrivu Yisrael B'Midbar Olas Tamid Havi. He holds that they brought an Olas Tamid in the Midbar. So same question for him. Ba'i Mikar Lo Ba'i Hav Shev Nituach L'Vaso Ba'i Hav Shev Nituach. That means initially they weren't doing their skinning and the cutting up of the Karban Talmud. But at the end, when we're given the Torah, we know that there's a halacha you're supposed to do that. Desana, the Braisa tells it explicitly that Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Ola, Shekrivo Yisob B'Midbar, Einon Nituna Hefshim Nituach. Lefi, Sheinu Hefshim Nituach, Ela Moel Moed Ve'elach. So Rabbi Yosef Glili clearly holds that the Karban Talmud that was brought in the Midbar was not skinned, it wasn't cut up like it was supposed to be, which is completely fine, because we were not given that halacha yet. So Rabbi Yosef Glili was not bothered by that idea. So the Gemara says, you're right. Samim Mikan Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to remove Rabbi Shmuel from this list. He doesn't, we don't know, but we're not forced to say that he holds like Beis Shammai. It is very possible that he holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that in fact, when they initially brought the Karban Talmud, they didn't have the Pratos. They didn't have the Dinim of Hefshiv Nituach, and yet they brought it anyways, even though in Basof, when we got the Torah, we did apply the din of Hefshiv Nituach. Rabbi Yosef Glili wasn't bothered by it, neither would Rabbi Shmuel be bothered by it. Gemara now says the end here, the Amud Beis here, Ba'i Rav Chista Haikra Hechiksiv. This pasuk, how do you read this pasuk? This pasuk that appears at the end of Mishpatim, we read this on Amud Aleph, it says, Vayishlach Esnari B'nei Israel, and they sent, the young boys of B'nei Israel sent, Vayalu Olos, and rather they sent the young boys, Vayalu Olos Kvasim, and they sent the sheep, The kvasim is not really part of the pasuk here. Vayalu olos. There's a notation here. We probably take out this word. Take it out, right? Okay. Vayalu olos. Vayizbechu zvachim shlamim l'Hashem parim. And do we read it as, you know, they're putting that word in. They're adding in, they brought olos and they brought sheep as olos. And the shlamim were cows. Oh, or do you read it as the parm at the end is really qualifying both karbanos, both the olos and the shlamim were using cows? That's the question. Is parm only qualifying shlamim, or is it even going back to qualify the olos? That's the suffix. Who really cares? My dehava hava, Tosa says. Whatever happened, happened. What do you have to try to clarify? Who cares what they did in the midbar? So the Gemara says, the reason why you have to know is, mar zutcho amar lepisuk tamim. You have to know how to make the proper stops here. So if you look at Rashi here, Rashi says the psukot tamim, b'niginos the trup, im tomar shnei minim. If they say that two different types of animals were being used for their olos and shlamim respectively, so then sar chatal lifso katam shel vayalu olos besnachti. You have to have pause there, vayalu olos pause, and then continue reading vayizbuchu zvachem shlamim lashem par. Kimoshanu karim oso obazakif katan, or another type of zakif katan. Different types of trups are supposed to be a pause, some are a stronger pause, sometimes they're a softer pause. Tam shemafsika dibur mamashilachrav. You have to have some type of a comma or a period. Vim min echad haya. But if the parm are really qualifying both statements, both the olos and the shlamim, so then Rashi says, sarach atal lekroso becha. You have to read them as one full sentence. Mishar tamim shein mafsikin. The other types of chops that are not going to put a pause in it could go in pascha or revia. That's what he says. So it's very important to know how to put the chop in. Now it's interesting from this Gemara. It sounds like that they did not have a mesorah of what the chop was. I mean, they lost the mesorah maybe. Unclear, but they didn't clearly know what that mesorah was.
This particular pasuk has two different mesorahs. They're starting to bring out two different mesorahs on this
pasuk. Oh, really? On the end? That you find in the...
We've accepted one. But
interesting. The question, so was that created because of this, or there must have been a Masorah once, that we must have lost what it was? Because the Gemara Nadarim does tell us that based on Psukim, that Tamim, Pisuk Tamim, is part of the Masorah that we were given from Kabbalah Satorah. That's true, as a Tosafot quote that's here on the side here.
Right.
Yeah. So we forget things along the way. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Rav Acha, Brei de Rava Amar, he says, Li Omer, Harei alai ola keola shekiva yisrael b'midbar. So the guys, this is always like one of these cop-out nafkaminas. Like you say, you know what? You could create, I'm making a nether. I'm going to bring whatever carbon that they brought in the midbar. That's what I want to bring. So you have to figure out, what did they bring? What were the olos? Were the olos parim? Or were the olos sheep? That's why it's a nafkamina. So my parim havo, well, kvasim havo. So the Gemara ends off as a teku, and we don't have an answer to this. All right, we'll stop here. The quickest daf of this month so far.